listening to Thoughts of Healing with David Boone on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's David.
The Mountain. Jesus took Peter, James, and John up in thought to the mountain and was transfigured before them. Moses and Elias appeared. Jesus spoke to the prophets and showed them the true idea of God and explained the divine law. He replaced the law of Moses with the higher law, the law of good as divine principle, love, operating in human consciousness. And he applied to Elias the understanding of divine science, which illustrated the mighty demonstrations of Elias over all things. Moses and Elias had waited for this unfolding to that moment. That experience enabled them and allowed them to go on to higher realms of thought, and they did just that. They saw the spiritual idea of God in Jesus' transfiguration. To Peter, James, and John, Jesus said, "Tell no man until after the resurrection." Peter, James, and John wanted to tarry in the moment, saying that they would build there temples to represent the exchange of the law of Moses for the divine law, and Elias, the prophecy of truth, for divine science. This was, in essence, what the three disciples perceived. Jesus identified for them only this moment to be held in thought eternally. And they did. It is as if Jesus had said to them, "Why do you want to leave memorials when you have this moment of divine consciousness?" It was this moment for which Moses and Elias had waited for so long. It is also your moment. It is already in you, your seed, and your seed's seed. Have no fear. There is no other consciousness. Moses and Elias rose higher than ever before in their understanding. Remain in this understanding, for it is a holy place. As you go back into the temporal, down from the mountain, say in your heart that the temporal will soon disappear. You bring infinite truth with you. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Science and health. Know this. You are God's child, His image and likeness. Nothing can harm you or yours. Nothing can be taken away from you. You are in heaven on earth. Your life is a scientific prayer. Ancient and modern hypnotism, alias mesmerism and necromancy, denounced, is your demonstration. All false heredity, apart from God or good, is untrue and unreal. And your dominion is God-given present thought, the presence of the divine mind, and all things are mental and spiritual. That's the dominion of the first chapter of Genesis, verses 26 and 27. The law of Moses explained by Jesus in the Transfiguration. You do not need anything less than what is already present in your scientific spiritual consciousness. The greatest representation of it is love, ever-present and universal. I am in you, and you in me, and we are in the Father, said Jesus. John 14:20.
Quotes from Science and Health mentioned during this program are from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thoughts of Healing with David Boone is produced by Prayerful Living Publishing. This is PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.